chaos. It's not a word that we like to think about, especially in regards to our own life. But oftentimes, we find our lives in chaos. And what we learn from Judges chapter 1 is that we are to look up to God's sufficiency. That's what the people of Israel did in Judges chapter 1. And what we see next is what some might call a failure on the tribe of Judah's part. God said that Judah would lead the charge, and then they asked the tribe of Simeon to go to war with them. But there's nothing in the text that should make us think that this was a wrong move on Judah's part. This move shows us the benefit of unity. God's sufficiency oftentimes come when brothers walk in godly unity. The tribes of Judah and Simeon go to war together, both believing God's promise to Judah. Later on in verse 22, we see two other tribes working in unity, the sons of Joseph being the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh. And our text says, the Lord was with them. As the Lord's people assist one another, the Lord provides for them. So we see at the outset that the tribes were working together. When we get to chapter 5, we see godly unity and cooperation between the tribes praised in the song by Deborah. But as we progress through the book of Judges, part of the downfall of the people is their dissension, and their unity deteriorates, along with their closeness to the Lord. Could it be that a person's fellowship with God could be measured by the fellowship they share with God's people? Let me put it into New Testament terminology. Could one measuring stick of your fellowship with God be the fellowship you share with the church? Well, the answer is yes. God's sufficiency is many times supplied through God's people. God has given us each other as resources of help and godly counsel and strength. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12 says, though one can be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. So remember that as you are thinking about what to do about the chaos in your life. We look up to God's sufficiency, and oftentimes that comes from God's people. As you pray today, please remember Sirapong Yalbang, one of our missionaries in Thailand. And also, remember the Malprusi Life Word broadcast heard in Ghana and Togo.